The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
So it's kind of funny. Like, I came home yesterday and my wife had turned over our bedroom, turned it upside down, like took stuff out of our hutch and our bedside tables.
Did she launch you into a project? Like,
now, to be fair, she was like, this is my project, you know.
She didn't require you to jump in and help.
No.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. She went through and she was finding all this like nostalgic stuff, right? And so one of them was this notebook from when she took a few semesters at Indiana State University.
Uh-huh.
On netiquette.
Netiquette. Oh, like etiquette for
the internet.
The internet.
So this was back in like 2003.
Oh, wow.
So 17 years ago, right?
Okay.
So
this is vintage.
Well, so this is like pre-Facebook. This is pre-YouTube.
So this is not even like social media included.
Right.
Okay. This is just kind of like writing emails.
This is chat.
Chatting.
Remember like chat rooms?
Yeah, I do remember that now.
So in this class that she had taken, part of the things here we can run down. Cyberspace requires some good manners. I think this is probably good that we should just recap this.
This is like very valid today.
Treat people with respect.
Yes.
Consider your audience. Learn before participating.
Okay.
Edit your comments and use emoticons and chat acronyms. So this is
a whole list.
This is part of netiquette, all right?
And I had no idea there were that many.
So acronyms.
Okay.
One of the things we already know, like LOL.
Yeah.
BRB.
LMFAO.
LMFAO for sure.
BFF.
Okay.
How many more are there?
All right. Hey, oh gosh, there's a huge list, and this is again from Indiana State University class that my wife took back in like 2003.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So. WYSIWYG.
Oh my God.
What's that?
That's way too many. Do it again. Do it again.
WYSIWYG.
Would you.
What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get.
I have never used that once in my life.
Never, ever, ever.
All right. For what about this? IAC.
IAC. I am cute. No.
In any case.
In any case.
Mm hmm.
Is it necessary? Do we need all these?
I mean, IMO.
IMO, in my opinion.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yes.
And these are all acronyms that were spelled out in this netiquette book.
In case you missed it, is that on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We still use that.
How about LJBF?
LJBF.
Let's just be friends.
Oh, snap. Friend zone acronyms?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Listen to this acronym. LOL.
Laugh out loud.
Or lots of luck.
Lots of luck.
Who
has no one ever
has ever used that as lots of luck?
No one has ever mentioned like that.
Nobody ever has.
No. Oh, wow.
TIC, you ever use that one?
TIC, no.
Tongue in cheek?
Tongue in cheek? No, sir.
AAMOF.
I have no idea.
As a matter of fact, these are all acronyms that are literally listed.
Who is speaking like this?
I don't know, but apparently in 2003 in chat rooms, these were being dropped.
Oh, my God. Listen, there's so many of those. You need the chart right next to you decipher. This is speaking in code.
This is so great.
This is like a decoder ring you find in the cereal box.
You know what I have to do? I have to post this.
Yeah, you probably should.
I'm going to post these emoticons and acronyms from this netiquette book that my wife had in a class that she took back at ISU.
So if anybody else unearths these and decides we need to start using them again, you'll be able to have the chart to figure out what the heck people are saying. That's extra. That's too much.
NRN.
NRN. Not right now. Not right now.
No reply necessary.
No, stop it! Come on!
All right, so yeah, you can catch up at Ben and Kelly Show. I know, it blows your mind.
Redonkulous.
It blows your mind. So yeah, you can catch up at Ben and Kelly Show.
Was she tested on that? Was there a test? I would fail.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know even how she did.
Oh, God.
In the class.
No.
Who knows?
I'd fail.